Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. It is open line hour. Anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin? The number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We will take your call. We've got a number of experts here today as well, so there's a chance that we may be pulling from one of the vendors here today to answer questions. Not only do we have very good, we've got the Pond Gnome, if you want to talk about natural ponds, water ponds, natural swimming pools. We've got Biofeed. You just heard Dan Leon at the air a few minutes ago. We've got Flower Street Urban Gardens. There might be a landscape designer around here.
Yep.
Is there?
Yep.
We have one?
I got my highly paid landscape designer hauling a bag of fertilizer out for a lady right now.
Is Jerry here? Because that's not Jerry, is it?
No, that's okay. Michael Hans. He's one of our landscape designers. Justin Campbell will be here later this afternoon, taking the afternoon shift. My brother Jeff is here.
I saw Jeff.
So you got two of the three Harper boys. Jerry is taking his daughter to college this weekend.
Uh-oh.
So they're in Southern California on a take daughter to college day.
Did they wear a U of A hat while they went? Just to kind of rub it in.
They better not have. They better have worn an ASU hat.
Oh, okay. Well, I just said U of A because didn't they beat Cal
Oregon
on that four?
Well, they beat Cal
a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's, they're just lucky.
They were lucky, last night or two nights ago, I guess.
I don't think they were more than lucky. I think it was better than Oregon.
But, good.
So, anyway, she's at a design school in the L.A. area. So, anyway, so Jeff and Jay are here. Michael Hans is here. Justin Cam will be here. So we've got all the landscape experts you need. And then we have
someone that might know something
about
pavers.
Someone that might know a little bit.
But before we get to pavers, you've got another trade. We've got Nathan Angel of Bellegarde Hardscapes. You're also today's chef, and you just finished. What were you cooking there, chorizo?
I was cooking chorizo in the wood-fired pizza oven.
Now, go through your fire-up process, because that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. So you want to get it up to temperature, because it's made with refractory mortar. So we want to get it heated up. So we're cooking with both convection with the airflow, radiant with the refractory mortar, and then direct heat, because we still have wood in there. We're going to get it up to 500-600 degrees for a pizza. That way, we're cooking pizzas in about 4 or 5 minutes, depending on the size of the pizza.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're beautiful. You can't beat the flavor. I'm using applewood today. You just can't beat the flavor. We're gonna do some steaks later. Gonna fire it up to about 1200 degrees.
Steaks. So if you can stump me with a question, come down here and stump me with a question, I'll buy you a steak.
Now, I was cleaning out our freezer the other day, and I pulled out a slab of meat, and I actually have it in the ice chest in the back of my truck. Could somebody come down and hand you something and say, hey, would you just throw this in?
We'd love to try it out.
All right.
I've got enough wood to fire up all day. So.
Sounds good. So that aside, that's a line that y'all also sell as well for hardscapes. Is that the Harmony line I'm looking at?
Well, that's actually with our partner Chicago Brick Oven. We use the Chicago Brick Ovens in our Bellegarde Element series. So we can build that into anything in your backyard. That happens to be our new tailgater unit. So unfortunately, speaking of our friends at ASU and U of A, they will not let you haul that little beauty.
You can't take that to the tailgate?
No, they won't. No charcoal, no wood fire, all propane. So you have to find a non-ASU-related parking lot to use that at.
How about Cardinal? Will the Cardinals let you?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Okay.
But it is a nice little unit. It's compact. You could certainly haul it camping. And, you know, there's spark arresters on it. There's no risk. Everything is self-contained, so you don't have any risk of catching anything on fire with that bad boy. It's all insulated. It's a metal clad. You could lean on it, and there's no heat.
On the outside?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm picturing a Weber grill on 2-inch stands. They got kicked over by some partying boneheads that started something on fire. That this rule came in that you can't have fire. They haven't seen this, so we're gonna have to go petition at the.
I think
at
it's
the
that
college.
Allstate, it's, that. It's that one insurance agency commercial where the guys
the mayhem and the bed
the mayhem,
of the truck.
Yeah, and the grill and the grill's inside the SUV, yeah, and he put it away while it's still hot, right?
Yeah, so he bought the industrial side.
That's right.
So this is you can tow this. What is that retail for?
About $4,500.
Really? I would have guessed a little more than that. That is, I mean, it's You could tell it's just built right.
Yeah, it's on a well-built trailer, plus the oven itself. You know, the oven itself, if you just buy the metal clad unit to put in your backyard, which we do offer that version as well, so, you know, minus the trailer, you just put that that beauty on a built-in counter or stand outside. That alone is that's about $3,200.
Okay.
You know, it's right in line with purchasing a trailer as well.
Excellent.
So if you want to you got the bug this time of year, people want to spend more time outside, or they're just their house is 25 or 30 years old, they're getting ready to remodel. You know, we feel like, and I think you guys have the facts and figures to back this up, that, you know, remodeling and adding on to your outdoor living space is probably got to be the best return on your investment that you can make.
Well, kitchens are still number one.
Okay.
I'm actually doing that process right now. But your outdoor kitchen space and your outdoor living space is right there. It's moved up to number two. In the most recent study. So return on investment, it's returning anywhere between 110 and 120% of your investment.
So for every dollar you spend on your outdoor landscape living area, you're not only going to get more than that back, but what you're really doing it is the fact that you want to improve the quality of your lifestyle.
Amen.
And, you know, here we are, it's October. We got October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, and really about half of June most of the time that you can at least be outside at night.
Yeah.
So 9 months out of the year. Frankly, at night, we still use our outdoor kit. I mean, I'd rather cook outside when it's hot than inside. I'm a little warm outside, but, you know. Basically 12 months out of the year, you can use some element of your outdoor hardscape, livingscape. If you've got good lighting, if you've got a nice paved surface out there, you've got a nice barbecue, etc. You might not be sitting by the fire, but but you can be cooking and using your outdoor living space. Water features. Bellegarde's got a solution for pretty much all of that.
We do. We really want to take the indoors out. That's our number one goal. Whatever you have inside, whether it's your kitchen, your living space, we want to be able to recreate that outdoors with a beautiful and long-lasting product that's going to give you a really long return on investment.
You say long-lasting compared to what?
Well, we know there's two types of concrete out there, one that has cracked and one that will crack.
Okay.
So, you know, a flexible pavement system like pavers, there's no wonder why most home builders have switched in the valley to putting in a paver driveway. They know not only is it beauty, but it's extremely functional. Because it is a flexible pavement system, we're not going to worry about cracks. Maintenance is relatively easy. Now, there is maintenance. For a long time in the industry, we said there's no maintenance. It's a maintenance-free product. And it can be. It's just going to not have the most long-lasting beauty if we don't get a deep clean on it.
And while we're on driveways, let me follow up from a call last week that it might have been 2 weeks ago. That time kind of blurs together. But gal called in. Exactly what you said. There's two types of concrete that has cracked and hasn't cracked. She was in a driveway situation, and she was looking to just put pavers over the top. And the suggestion came up that one of Bellegarde's products is the thin patio paver, so you can put it over your patio. So now you've got the beauty of pavers over a gray concrete patio that really adds a lot to it. Could that be put on a driveway situation?
Yeah, no, that's really not an applicable application for that, what we call our 30-millimeter paver tile. That's really meant for patio, walkway, and pool deck remodel, so you don't have to rip out the concrete. You can overlay the concrete driveway, and really it'll work if you've got a nice long driveway, because we would still want to take out the concrete up near the garage and also the transition to the street. Because
to taper in and out?
Yeah. Yeah, but if you've got a standard, you know, home driveway,
where you've got 30 feet to the curb, you demo it out.
Demo it out. It's really the best way to handle it. And, you know, if the base was put in correctly, we can pretty much just demo out the concrete, remove it, and put our paver in.
The base, right over that. The ABC underneath the concrete's good enough for the paver.
But the product that you would overlay a patio with is probably not strong enough.
Correct.
To take the weight of a car and driving and that sort of thing, I would assume.
So, correct.
So you still got to go with a different. But I did. You know, I mean, what a great way to. an inexpensive and long-lasting way to most people have either crappy old cool deck or just concrete patios or both. Crappy cool deck up against a crappy concrete patio that you can just go right over the top of that.
Yeah, you can. We've even got a transition piece that'll handle the remodel cope.
The coping on the edge of the pool.
So it'll cover all of that old exposed coping into the pool.
Awesome.
Now, when you started out, Bellegarde was known for its pavers. You've practically had to become an expert in just about every style of hardscapes. You were talking earlier about, you know, bringing the indoors out, and you've got the Chicago brick oven, you've got the Harmony, you've got the Elements, you've got so many different layers of product. Layers isn't the right word, but so many different product lines for different hardscape applications. It can be a lot to keep track of. You could see something and think, hey, I like that, and then 3 weeks later you could see something else. Talk about the online style file that Bellegarde has that can help you put all this together.
Absolutely. So on Bellegarde.com, you can go on and you can create your own style file, much like House.com or any of those other style sources for your home. We've got it created for the outdoors. So you just basically, as you create a style file that's yours personally, it saves all of the photos. So now when you see a photo, you don't have to worry about going back and trying to find it on our website. Just click Save to My Style File, and there it is. Now you can go back, as you're done looking through all the different types of products and projects, you can now go back and review and kind of narrow down and kind of make your style selections from there.
One of the great things that I love about landscape design is when you get it done, you don't have to, the design done, you don't have to do it all right there. You were talking about this kitchen remodel, indoor kitchen remodel you're doing. Well, you've got to get that finished. That's not a project you're going to span out for 5 years unless you just want to use a little Coleman gas grill on your countertop.
Not if I want to stay married.
Not if you want to stay married. You've got to get that done. But with landscape, you know, it doesn't have to be all done right away.
Well, I would suggest if you're doing a landscape, redoing any part of your landscape, whether it's a new home or you're remodeling an existing home, you really should have it designed so that you can do it in stages if that's what you need to do. There's nothing, I think, more frustrating or looks worse than somebody that started at point A and then got to point Z without a plan, and it's, you know, it's hodgepodge, and I wish I'd have put the barbecue over there, and, you know, what are we going to do about this shade structure and all of that. So it's much more effective. Come down, talk to one of our designers. We've got a lot of the Bellegarde product here. We've got great display boards. You can see the different colors and the different types of products. We've got a great big patio that's done in pavers. You can at least, we've got all the brochures and the handouts and everything else as well. But get a design, get it done, and let us help work those Bellegarde elements and different features into that so that when you do get done, it looks like it was all done at, you know, at one project at one time.
I couldn't agree more.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, Arizona tradition.